USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to bring the Senate back early for an emergency session following the mass shootings in Ohio and Texas.
I'm here tonight to say that Majority Leader McConnell should once and for all do the right thing, gavel the Senate into an emergency session so we can take immediate action on the bipartisan, already passed House bill that will close the loopholes that allow people who shouldn't have guns to have them.
And now, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is recovering at home in Kentucky after suffering a shoulder fracture in a fall this afternoon. McConnell tripped on his outdoor patio at his Louisville home and has been treated and released after getting medical attention. David Popp, a spokesman, said the 77-year-old McConnell is working from home in Louisville and will continue working there for a few days. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mexico has now threatened to take legal action against the United States for failing to protect its citizens after this weekend's mass shooting at the city of El Paso. Of the 20 people gunned down, at least six were Mexican citizens, and Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard promised Mexico City will act. He said, "The shooting is an act of barbarism, and the president has instructed me to ensure that Mexico's indignation translates into efficient, prompt, expeditious, and forceful legal actions for Mexico to take a role and demand that the conditions are established that protect Mexicans in the United States." The shooter appears to have been targeting Hispanics, and authorities are investigating it as a hate crime. The Chinese yen has now fallen below the politically sensitive level of 7 to the U.S. dollar, possibly adding to trade tensions with Washington. The tightly controlled currency weakened to 7.01 to the dollar following President Donald Trump's latest threat of tariff hikes on Chinese goods. The level of 7 yen to the dollar has no economic significance, but could revive U.S. attention to the exchange rate.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A celebration at a San Diego beach turned tragic on Friday as three women died in a cliff collapse. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The three relatives had gathered on Grandview Beach to celebrate one of them having survived breast cancer. Authorities releasing information on Saturday saying Elizabeth Cox, the cancer survivor, was killed instantly when the tons of sandstone came crashing down. The other two women, Cox's niece Ann Clave and Cox's sister Julie Davis, died at a hospital a short time later. A city official says there was no indication that it was a threat posed by the 30-foot-long slab of the cliff, which plunged onto the beach below, a few miles north of downtown San Diego. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Florida man who created a two-week crisis by mailing 16 packages of inoperative pipe bombs packed with fireworks powder and shards of glass to 13 famous Democrats is scheduled to learn his punishment tomorrow. Defense lawyers urged leniency, saying Cesar Sayoc, burdened as a child by severe learning disabilities, was living alone in a cramped van and working as a strip club DJ and a pizza delivery man in West Palm Beach when he became increasingly obsessive, paranoid, and angry and believed enemies of President Donald Trump were trying to hurt him and other Trump supporters. His targets included Hillary Clinton, former Vice President Joe Biden, and several members of Congress, former President Barack Obama, actor Robert De Niro, and others. Devices were also mailed to news network offices in New York and Atlanta. Thank you for listening to USA Radio News. I'm John Hunt.